From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Iran is now claiming to be able to mine and enrich uranium all on its own. As NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, Tehran's declaration comes on the eve of nuclear talks in Geneva with six world powers.
As negotiators arrived here for Monday's opening of talks on Iran's nuclear program, the Iranian nuclear chief traveled to the central Iranian city of Isfahan for the delivery of what he called domestically produced yellow cake, a uranium ore concentrate. Until now, Iran has been relying on old stockpiles obtained under the Shah. The Iranian claim could not be verified, and the U.S. responded cautiously. National Security Council spokesman Michael Hammer said this calls into further question Iran's intentions and raises additional concerns at a time when Iran needs to address the concerns of the international community. The Geneva talks are intended to restore confidence in a diplomatic solution to the Iran nuclear program, but at this point expectations are low. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Geneva.
Differences still remain on the small stuff, but Democrats and Republicans appear to be willing to move toward a compromise on an economic package that includes temporarily extending tax cuts due to expire soon and jobless benefits for millions of Americans. Some Democrats insist that Bush-era tax cuts for those making over $250,000 a year or over $1 million a year should not be continued. But if that condition is not included, tax rates might revert to earlier levels, causing a tax hike for all Americans. In California, lawyers are gearing up to argue both for and against the constitutionality of Proposition 8, the state's voter-approved ban on same-sex marriage. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals will hear arguments tomorrow on whether to uphold a federal judge's ruling that struck down the law.
District Judge Vaughn Walker ruled that denying same-sex couples the right to marry relegates them to second-class citizenship. In their appeal, supporters of Prop 8 say marriage is designed for responsible procreation and child-rearing. But the first issue the three-judge panel will consider is whether the supporters of Prop 8 have the right or standing to appeal Judge Walker's decision. A ruling by the Ninth Circuit is not expected for at least 3 months. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
Citrus farmers in Florida are worried about the weather tonight.
This is going to be our first real cold snap of the year, and we've got hard freeze warnings across North Florida for tonight.
Irv Watson of the National Weather Service says low temperatures will hover around freezing overnight in the Panhandle and North Florida, and a second cold front is expected to move in on Monday, ushering in even lower temperatures until the middle of the week. In Colombia, a landslide caused by weeks of torrential rains has buried more than 50 homes in the northwestern part of the country. Authorities say dozens of people could be trapped. One emergency official says up to 50 people are believed missing. Landslides are common in Colombia. From Washington, this is NPR News. Israeli officials say the worst fire in Israel's history is now under control. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro in Jerusalem reports Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country no longer needs international help to put out the blaze.
Aid is coming from all over the world, including a huge 747 American firefighting plane that arrived here today. It's helped turn the tide in what has been a desperate battle against the blaze. The fire has so far ravaged 12,000 acres of land and 5 million trees in an area known locally as Little Switzerland in Israel's north. According to Israeli officials, the fire is now under control. Netanyahu has announced that Israel no longer needs outside help, though today 20 Palestinian firefighters crossed over the separation barrier dividing the occupied West Bank from Israel, bringing with them three fire engines and another firefighting vehicle. Israel is suffering one of the worst droughts in its history. The government has come under harsh criticism for how unprepared it was to tackle the fire. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
In New York, the court-appointed trustee tasked with recovering losses for victims of Bernard Madoff has accused the British-based bank HSBC of bankrolling the convicted financier's massive fraud. Trustee Irving Pickard announced on Sunday his lawsuit against HSBC. He's seeking $9 billion in illicit earnings and damages. The suit alleges HSBC helped funnel more than $8.9 billion to Madoff through about a dozen so-called feeder funds. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke is defending the so-called second bailout, the Fed's purchase of about $600 billion in Treasury bonds. On CBS's 60 Minutes, he said the economy is still struggling to become self-sustaining. This is NPR.
Support